Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, Sam Cooke, as always, I love this tune. Okay, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. Well, I'm not late today. It's good to be in time. Although the other day I did a show, almost 3 hours. And Blog Talk Radio did not play it. All I heard on the playback was a few musical that is not connected to my mic for recording. It is loaded up into the Blog Talk system. We download these music and just touch a button and play whatever we want to play. So that's all I heard from that edition of the show was just the musicals, about 3 or 4 selection I played, and nothing, not one word from my mouth came out on the recording. This is not the first time. It's not the second time. It's about a dozen times that they have done it. And there is communication between Black Talk and myself. I write and say things to them, of course, repudiating what they are doing, because I don't know of any good reason for that, why they should be editing out my shows. They don't have permission to do that. I think if they did have permission to do that, they would have written me a letter and talk about it. But they don't want to talk about it because they don't have any of their own so-called sodomite A.D. Anadamani right to talk to an African person about something like this. They know they are criminals. They know they are uncivilized hominoid, Homo erectus. They know that. And they know what experience they have been through to be in this position where they can talk. Indeed, they know that 1.5 million years, they are up into Europe, and the best thing they know to do is fuck each other's ass. They are so comfortable in the position that African people play so dumb that they can be here over the past 400 years in America and shit and piss any African. Kill and just burn them wherever they want. And what do they have as legal authority to do it, according to their constitution? Is their inaugural AD first? When did they come on the African territory and the piece of land in accomplishing that feat of theirs? 63 BC, they invaded Palestine. 63 BC. What happened prior to 63 BC? 509 BC. And what's this spatiotemporal time between 509 BC and 63 BC? It's about, 450 years, something like that. So they overthrow the king in Rome, Italy, claim noblemen overthrow the king. So noblemen stage a coup and overthrow the king. Now, they back that up by saying they are Romans. And according to the history, it's the same day that they overthrow the king, 509 BC. That's the day they begin to call themselves Romans and lie that the king was an Etruscan. Now, if that king named Lucius Tarquinius, if he were an Etruscan, nobody didn't know until they overthrow him, because it would have been something private and not a part of his kingship rule. That was not a name that I see associated with this king, not to say he didn't have a private or belong to some group or something, black people group, who named themselves Romans. I know that rulers are one king. One king. Let's see where we are now with this. All right. What I mean to say is the king that they overthrow, according to the history, kingship dynasty. The kingship dynasty, as it was like about 240 years functioning, and then that they overthrew, was the seventh and final king. I see a hand raised here, and 314. I will make it to you in just a few minutes. So I am showing what transpired 509 BC. Of course, this is written in the world, it's a textbook. And I am in the church for about 60 years. And I never heard anybody at all. I mean, people that I expect should have something to say about such a epic act. And I grew up in church and never hear nobody at all. And I mean, I grew up in Jamaica, predominant Christian, you know, country. And that's all I knew. My parents are Christians. And it's not too long ago, I am reading World History textbook that I never read before and never have any real priority reading World History textbook, because I grew up in a church. History is not something that they talk about in the church. They talk about Jesus Christ and God, his Father, that beget him. And those things, let me say it nice, they're not true. They're not true. What happened in the world will stun people if they understand white people. If they know white people history, how they come out of Africa and go into Europe 1.5 million years ago, and there they stay until they call us black people, but there is something that happened long after the European leave Africa and go into Europe and Asia. Something happened that we are not aware of it. And like I say, what happened, the overthrow of the king in Italy, is not something that we should know as African people. We're supposed to know. But these homosexual are their original ancestors are Homo erectus, and go lower down to hominid. All right, so they raise up to become Homo erectus, and then after that they do more things more astonishing. They interbreed up with Neanderthal is a higher blood than Homo erectus.
But these white people, that's what they do. Now, if we don't read, we won't find out. That's what I find out. And that's why I have to talk about. And that's why I know it is time ready now that we know, to drive these sodomites out of the African countries where they come and besiege and destroy. We don't know that we know the truth. Playing about this. I'm not kidding about this. I am 100% serious because these white people, they think that they own the world now. They own white people. They own black people. They call us black people. But we are natural people, polytheistic people. We are hybrid. Things happen in the world, we are supposed to know. And this Bible that they have, let me describe what the Bible is to you. A book of lies. And not everything in the book and the Bible, not everything is a lie. Okay? But what make the Bible have no use to African people? Creation story, because it collides with the prehistory about our origin. And nobody feel like it is something that you should accept as true when they swamp you with their Bible of lies about our creation. Now, first of all, I must tell you that we are under jurisdiction of law long before these white people knew one word in any language. Elohim, that created African people for primitive worker, they came to earth 450,000 years ago. That at that time, these white people, sodomites, are in Europe almost a million years ago. That's what the history says. That's what it says. So I'm going to talk to my caller now and hear what this caller has to say. But I just want to, and I'll come back and finish what I say, but I don't like to keep somebody just hanging on. Let me open this mic and hear what the caller has to say. 34314, how are you?
Hello, Tim Bamboozle. How are you?
Well, you know,
see,
right
the
now,
Indians, huh? Those that you call Indians, came across the Bering Strait and waged war against the indigenous people.
You say who came across the Bering Strait?
What we call Indians, they came across the Bering Straits and waged war against the indigenous people.
The Indians did that?
Yes, the ones you call Indians, the later ones. And see, the settlers came because it was written in the Bible. They interpreted it as being God's chosen people. And they allied with the indigenous people to fight against the Indians. You had some Indians to fight with the Confederacy. Indians, the Iroquois, to fight with George Washington at Savannah against the British along with the French. And guess who else? Haitians. Under the auspices of the little drummer boy, Henry Christophe.
All right, hold on. You're going too far ahead with the Bering crossing, okay? Because where I read of the initial crossing of the Bering Bridge is the world history of National Geographic, that it shows that 100,000 years ago, the
some African migrate out from Africa and come down to Asia and cross the Bering Bridge. At that time, 100,000 years ago, do you know what status the European people were in their long, long stay up there, 1.4 million
years?
They
weren't European. They weren't European. They were Western Asians.
They were what?
In Africa, it was Western Asians. It wasn't no Europe then.
Wait a minute. Oh, listen. I'm telling you what I read in the world.
Well, then the National Geographic.
I can read it.
When I came up in school, there were five continents, and Europe was not one.
Wait a minute. Listen to me. If you are a history book, read you to me. Don't tell me when you go to school what you read. Tell me what the history book is saying right now. All right? And I'm going to read it to you.
Those are pseudo history books.
Hold it. Listen. Me not have no time to waste for nonsense. And me only follow the world history textbook. And if that's not what you follow, then we even can't talk about it. Because me can't go...
How many continents are there?
No. Wait. Don't ask me about... Listen. You have to talk orderly now. Me want to take you straight to the book that tell you when me a say. You take the book where you know it's telling the truth and tell me something different. Now, I'm going
first. I'm going to tell you right now.
Five continents. No. If you want to go, you can go. But if you want to talk reasonable and logical, let's do it right.
Well, let's talk about that. What you say Africans came out the continent.
Are you going to allow me to read it?
Go ahead and read it. Read it. Let's hear it.
Okay. The first.
What's the name of the book and where was it published?
Hello. Listen,
yeah, hello.
If you need to ask me all of that, let's go about your business. And cross me up when I am going to make a presentation to you, then go about your business.
Well, tell me your address so I can send this book called Bamboozle back.
I'm not sending nothing to you. Because, look, whatever you have with that book, if you don't want it, give it to somebody else.
Nobody wants it.
Well, dump it. If you want me to read to you and you read to me...
Well, I'm waiting. Go ahead and read.
Book. Huh?
Go ahead and read. I'm listening.
The first anatomically prehistory humans, people who look like us, known as Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human beings, appeared in Africa between 150,000 to 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. That's what I have to read to you, and this will tell us that they go down to Asia and through the Bering Strait and come into America.
What year did they come into America?
The only details I have is what I just read to you.
All right, now let me listen to what I got to say.
Yes.
When Homo sapiens, that was the second time, because Erectus came out, went back in, and came out again.
What are you reading that from?
DNA sequencing.
What's that? Is that a world history textbook?
No.
All right. Well,
it's the history of your genes. But let me finish.
No, listen to them, that kind of something there. You have to give me authority book, history. Don't give me that.
National Geographic, Volume 15, Passage number 37. Now, let me finish. National Geographic, volume 15, passage 37. Now, let me finish. Homo sapiens sapiens came out.
I'm supposed to find that into my National Geographic book here, right?
I'm telling you where you can find it. It's one place.
Repeat it to me.
National Geographic, volume 15, passage number 36 and 37.
All right. I don't see.
All right, now let me finish. Wait a minute.
I don't have a. Let me see if I can find a volume number in this, because I'm not sure that it is giving me a volume number. It started
off. I got the book right here. It's 400 pages thick.
400.
How big
pages?
Is yours?
Mine is like 960. Mine is over 1,000. Yeah, 1,000. But
where was
pages.
Yours published? Where was yours published?
Hold on. Look, it's a long time. It's a old one. That's all I can tell you. We're not going to go through all of that. Now,
you wanted to know the details on it. I told you.
But I didn't. But look here. I tell you, and I read it to you. Right.
Well, I'll email you. I'll email you the details on the book.
Listen. What I am saying to you, read.
Let me finish reading.
All right. Hold on. Remember what we are trying to clarify. We are trying to clarify when did the Africans.
I'm
going to
tell you what the
bridge.
Book says. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you.
When did they come? 100,000 years ago, it says.
Yeah, I know. Let me tell you.
All right.
Now, when they left Africa, they went out and they settled. They didn't walk straight from Africa across the Bering Straits into what we call now North America. They settled. They settled in several areas several different times. And they stayed for tens of thousands of years.
What I read to you, that's what it says. It says they settled outside Africa.
Let me finish, please. Why do you keep interrupting?
No, but you sound like, it's contradicting to what I said. Because you're repeating that they settled different places. And I read it to you.
I haven't even finished.
Wait a minute. But why are you reading something like contradictory to what I said?
Because your book is not like mine. Mine is a newer volume.
No. But my book is saying what you said, but you're reading it like...
I haven't even finished.
Oh, you
mean
you're not
finished?
No, but you don't read...
Because there's more. I've only
read
one paragraph.
No, you're taking me off track.
Well, all you got to do is listen.
No, but...
I'm going to have a show today at 4 o'clock. We're going to be talking about the same thing. Now, I'm just giving you a prelude. You won't be on it because you don't know about the show. The show has over 300,000 people listening. Now, you going to let me finish?
They don't listen to me. They run away from me.
I don't know. I don't know what you draw. I know what we draw.
You keep them. You know what you're telling them.
Let me finish. Let me read what the book says. Now, it says this. They settled. And when they settled, they began to adapt to the environment that they settled in. They changed physiologically. They are not African when they left there. They was who they were when they stayed there. It only makes sense. I'll talk to you later. Digest that.
They were not African? Now, you hear that for yourself. I read it from the National Geographic. Now, how could he read another National Geographic that said something different, that these were not African, these were not African people? Since when America is America, what was it back then? Right? Well, whatever it was back then, I suppose that the identity of the place is still what we have today, right? In whatever name they call this
the Western or the Americas, right? So my position is we are sticking to the certified world history. And whatever error is in it, we'll sort it out, right? Because history is one body information, and you can't change the information, okay? Now, I think this gentleman, his name is Pianki. Know him for quite some time, and, you know, much respect for him. I never met this man, but we talk on several shows. I evolve into a conscious respect for what we know as prehistory, before the flood. And this history is confined in the most reliable source, Sumerian. As far as I know, account of the flood, and after the flood, this was something the flood took place when the Elohim gods rule on earth, right? And mankind, African people, were created by the Elohim. So that when we read the Bible, creation, it's a bowl of lies. Okay? And the African people who follow our history don't regard Christianity. African people regard Christianity because the white sodomite Homo erectus spread a lot of propaganda using the African creation. Because they come up and talk about Adam and Eve in a garden. Adam and Eve cannot be found in any garden. And there is no alternative to when something don't exist. You keep on looking for it. You look for something that does not exist. At what time do we decide that it does not exist anyway? In the case of the Bible, how much time do we have to search and know that Adam and Eve did not exist? The context of the Bible shows that, first of all, what is known as history is not what the Bible is talking about. Okay? The people who talk Bible creation are the ones who are in origin, they are, what do you call them? Evolved. They are evolutionary breed of people. Right? So, they have been uncivilized from, say, going into millions of years. And none of them has ever naturally become civilized. Right? So, dealing with the primary Homo erectus, who interbreed with Neanderthals, both the set or the species of Homo erectus died out, and what we find is the reason Homo erectus died out and Neanderthals died out. And is the reason for that? They were not civilized. They couldn't stand civility. They say 200,000 or so, or when the gods came, 450,000 years ago. coming right down to us here. Those folks could not live in a civilized world like we do today. All right. Why these white people are here? They are still uncivilized. But why are they still alive? They are on standby for extinction, you know? And the reason you can see why they go and invade and capture all the places, hybrid people. Why do they do that? Are they? The only person I can see would say there's nothing wrong with the sodomites, you know, taking over, killing and taking over and making up new governmental system called AD and Adamini. If you say that these white people who are coming from those lineages that extinct, if you say that nothing wrong with what we do, well, you're one of them. Then I understand that. Don't waste my time talking to you. What I'm saying here is that why they are alive here today is basically, I mean, are so many of them survived till today? It's simply because they interbreed. They interbreed with the Africans when they were leaving. When they were leaving Africa and go through and go through Asia. And what did they do now? Yes. This is the epic part of the story. They accost the African people and interbreed with them in the Asian steppe. That's what they did. They wouldn't have a chance to be talking language today and learn, you know, academics and science and stuff like that. And they come here, and when they learn something about language and different civilized way of life, when they had, you know, substantial amount of knowledge, they became just mad sodomite criminals. And I first read about them sometime in the Bronze Age there, where the African people were going through upgraded life that the Elohim established for them in the river valley, right? And so the interbreeding that they did with the black people gave them some knowledge. And the first, like, speaking language, because remember, they have the background to learn language. They would not learn it on their own. They would not. Because they will remain uncivilized like they are today. Now, they spend so many times being uncivilized and don't have an orientation. Like, black people have divine orientation. They don't have none. They like worms or lizards or something like that. Evolution. We are created. DNA fertilization in vitro has nothing to do with these white people. But when they interbreed with the Neanderthals who came from Homo sapien blood, the Homo sapiens gave rise to the blood that the gods used to create the African ethnic people, right? It's the God's blood that matter, not Jesus' blood.
the God's blood is used to band upon Homo sapien seed. So we came from Homo sapien, and so is Neanderthals. So they get, when they intermingle with the Neanderthals, they got a higher grade of humanity. Right? They were more human once they interbreed with the Neanderthals. Now, that set them up to interbreed with us, hybrid, who have the God's blood. Now, the God's blood don't have anything to do with these white people. When we interbreed with them, it was wrong. We were told to not mingle with them. Right? Well, here we are suffering because we did that. And if you read even in their Bible of Deuteronomy 28, you will see the story there. Where it's not talking about no Jesus or no monotheism God. It is talking about wrongdoers who belongs to the gods. You read that. And you will see the context. It's different. It's not everything in the Bible are the same thing. So you have to know distinction and know what you're reading. So that story is in that book. It's in the Bible. And of course, where they get it from? It's not inspiration from no faggot God. They get it from history. And these white people know the history about our creation. They know. They read it. They know it. They were here before the gods came to earth and before we were created. So they are aware of certain things. Even if they didn't understand everything, once they start to mingle with the African people who are civilized, the day they were given birth to from the birth mothers, we are just as we born today. That's how they create us. It wasn't anybody like fucking to get us here. Okay? That's what the history is showing me. And these folks, after they mingle with us, with our ancestors back there, going back 12,000 years ago, they get a lot of understanding, and that's the reason why now the generation of miscegenation, generation from miscegenation with white people, interfering with black people because they want to raise up their longevity of life. Why they swarm African place, and since they learn to use weapon, because only stone tool they could make. The weapon that they are using right now, they want you to think that, oh, if they make it, it's a lie. Read the World History book, and you will know where they're coming from and what they have done throughout their time is make stone tool. Right till the Bronze Age, they could only make stone tools. Not going to fool anybody here. Once we're going to deal with the history of record, right? So if they think that they're going to leave out of Europe and invade all African dwelling because they have power to do it, suck it to you. That's not true. And the history don't say nothing what these fucking ass do, because history don't say you are to fuck ass. History don't tell you to fuck ass, but history tells that you fuck ass. History don't say that black people, Africans, fuck ass. It doesn't say that. It said gods and goddesses. You guys don't have nobody say anything. You are saying everything and lying and fix and pull and fix. The civilized world into being a brain that want honors to fuck. And since they come to understand civilized society, they are what you call it, they are wrongly emulating the African human society. And now that they are interbreeding with us, the gods vomit. Gods, if they do vomit, I don't know. Maybe not. But we are humans. We vomit, right? So maybe I should not phrase what I say that way. However, they eat food like us and everything, right? But that doesn't mean that they vomit anyway. But I'm saying here, with all respect to the certified history about the gods, for me, I don't have anything else but that. After reading and find out from the history how things go. So, these white people did not have intelligence to make no more than stone tools. That's it. So what they are doing here, we have every reason to drive them out with our tongue and say, get out. You see? And call down some tornadoes on them. Because we know about the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our origin. We are connected to the divine. And only those of us who want to go fuck white flesh and think that, oh, they steal all of our money, we got to look back and see what happened and why they are in the position they are in. They don't want me to. The day before, Block Talk Radio did not release my chat. They did not. These sodomites, they don't know what it is to be civilized. They come here and, you know, behaving like they're driving a Mack truck. That you must get out of the way from them. That's the way these white people are. They are not civilized. All you see they are doing, talking about they are marrying and stuff like that. They are pretending, wrongly emulating civilized life that the gods brought here. And it is because of us why these white people exist. If they did exist, they wouldn't be talking. They would not be talking. And if you read well, you will find out how they just go crazy. Because they find out now they can read and they have an opportunity to do certain things. And like they say now, they are a government. And they are not a government. It takes us to come and read and find out that these are mongoose. These are life form that evolved without sense and only given some sense, like lower animal got some sense too. Basically, that's the way they were. They couldn't talk. Okay? Up to 100,000 years ago, white people didn't have no language. They never knew nothing. And now they want to tell you that they have civilization. And they can't tell you that they have civilization 1.5 million years ago. They never have, no, they couldn't talk. Okay? Now, they want to hide that they have gotten upliftment from the African people. They are hiding it. That's why they write the Bible. And can't you see? They write thing about African people as foundation of the Bible? Yes. Maybe, or just when I talk about John in the Isle of Patmos, it has to be a black person that they're talking about, John in the Isle of Patmos. Everything spiritual and sacred, it's based on black people. Why they don't base it on themselves, these white faggot people, them? I want to have, you know, I want people to have a sense of what is happening. Because I have been into this whole bunch of nonsense about 60 years, the church, to when the good gods opened my eye to start reading at the little level that I read and watch the words them that I am reading. You see, everything in the world is based upon civilization. These white people don't care about civilization. You'll hear they are talking about civilization like they are into civilization, but that's not true. White people don't know what civilization is. And if they did, then you explain to me why Obama was given order, their sodomite Supreme Court, because that's what the Supreme Court is, a sodomite court. Because everybody in the so-called federal government are sodomite. Who come from where they come from and talk about they're setting up government here, and they don't have no connection with kingship government that the God set up on earth for orderly people and kings ruling in a bicameral chamber with elected and selected deputies. That is what started in summer and what bring about institution that we have here today, taxes. These white people might make us feel like taxes is something that they design. Fucking ass. When they tell you that and talk about Adam and Eve, they just fuck a lot of asses. Because nobody civilized don't talk those kind of stuff. When they talk, you can tell that they're fucking ass and really insane. They are evolutionary product. How they come to talk and know language and talk about Latin and Greek and all this kind of stuff and call themselves after the name and of places and people of Africa, not themselves. Wherever they start talking about themselves, it's like Caesar Augustus, fuck-ass character. Constantine, fuck-ass character. They are all Homo erectus. That's where they come from. And any interbreeding of them you see here, it takes place over the past 12,000 years. Come talk to me. Come talk to me. We're going to talk from the history book that is telling the truth that is relevant to what we are saying. You see what I mean? Nobody is going to turn us into fools when we read right and know what the jurisdiction book says. These white people, they don't have nothing in them for civilization. And when we find out what they are thinking and the reason why they come and say they have laws, AD Anno Domini, like in 1220 AD, they come in and about AD Anno Domini laws. They call tribunal and the emperor. The emperor called two popes to pass legislation, to make legislation and pass them. And it was to send the Inquisition If you know what the Inquisition is, the Inquisition are the church terrorists. Roman, so-called Roman Catholic Church terrorists. And they make AD Anno Domini that is enforced to this day. AD Anno Domini started on AD 1st. Okay? So now, what I'm telling you is that they come out of nowhere, and because they can read, well, came about. And they don't have sense to lead a civilized world. See, what they use, the military, when they steal everything from us Africans. Everything. That's why I tell you to prove what I'm saying is nothing but the truth as I read it. Because you don't see anything these sour, you know, people grossly uncivilized intermingle themselves with people who can speak language and intelligence and come learn all of these things now, right? They do not have the fact that they're fucking ass. No, nobody with good sense don't fuck ass. And anything that they are doing out there now, we'll talk about the takeover education. They want everything that African people know. They want black people to become in a very effective way. You don't know much of anything. That's what these white people want. No, the amount of stuff that they have done to gradually put themselves into total control over the African people over the world. Tyranny and all these kind of stuff, they are the ones that create tyranny. When you know about the Inquisition, then you know, all right. It's the reason why African people, you must not sit there and think that these white people love you. If they love you, what? They give you Jesus? Jesus is not a real character, right? So if you hear me begin to say derogatory thing about the character of Jesus, before you say anything to me, Adam and Eve has to be true for Jesus Christ to exist. And if you can't find the geography where these white people, God, a spirit God, nobody can see him, nobody don't know if he really exists, because what would it take for you to know that? What I give you in the Bible is something to dumb down black people. And they want us to, you know, mentally descend to a lower frequency. That's why they're using words. Because when you believe wrong things by words, it affects your mind, you know. And if what you believe is negative, when it should be positive, you know, you are not in good health. When you think like what the Bible tell you. Now, so if Adam and Eve cannot be found, and they have this big long story about this garden of Eden, and I tell you that the garden exists, and it can't exist at all. And you want to continue to believe that? I'm telling you, these white people, the things them that you have in the Bible, and we believe it, wake up. Because all the things they write in the Bible that we depend on, they're false. If you start to read now and put away the believing aside, because belief don't give you knowledge, you know. You know that? Belief don't give you no knowledge. So if you're going to close your eye, your mind, and decide to believe them something that you read about in the Bible and you don't go read seriously to find out. Was wise men following a star? No. Why Herod kill, why they wrote in the Bible that Herod killed boy babies 2 years and under because the wise men did not come back to him? Why you think? It's only a myth. I don't mean myth that you can call history. Do you know that these white people here, these federal, so-called federal government white sodomite fucking ass white men, them, don't call them anything else because that's what they is. Look, do you know they control the Google? And when you want information, whether you want, you know, a dictionary or something like that, Google control a lot of that. Or the real traffic where people go and Google to get certain information. You know, even historical information too, you can Google to connect with. It doesn't mean that what they must say is true, because it's a sodomite-run system, Google. It's a sodomite-run system. So it's only few things you're going to get that is authentic from Google. Now, I want to show you what I Google today. All I run into is a sodomite attending, you know, supplying me with the answers. I know for some time now, if you ask critical question about African life, polytheism life, and if you touch where BC and AD cross or collide, you'll find out. And a lot of the Bible names that they have in there, like Philistine and some other names, people who are like a army, and some people who are operating a army and stuff like that, with all different names. It's them. It's not Africans. So you can tell easily when a white people things or information you are tapping into, right? I ask about Babylon. Who established Babylon? And they would not tell me. They tell me something else. They tell me about Babylon after it established. If they are civilized, then I cannot be civilized. Why is that? All right. Well, they keep on carrying me around until I ask them for something else. And this is, am I going to remember this now? I'm not going to remember this. I asked them for a name, right? I asked them for a name, and they take me around all over the place again. And I get down, to asking about action. They actually tell me, based on the question I ask them, they are running away from what I'm saying. And while they are running away from what I'm saying, I'm gathering more information that they are lying about, these faggot white people. And if you think that they are civilized, they're far from it. Far from it. Because we have genome inside of us as civilized. We have the God's blood. What do they have? They have some blood that they get from some of us, but that doesn't make them civilized. It doesn't make them civilized because they don't identify with black people. They identify with white people because now since they steal everything we have, even black people want to turn white to get the, some of the, you know, the wealth. Black people want to turn white people and they feel more recognized. But back to what I'm trying to tell you about the Bible. They actually tell me that the Bible is a fictional information from long ago. I said, wait a minute now. Fictional information from long ago? What difference can you make? Whether present or past? You see what I mean? Google. You see, so the first time they volunteer and tell me that because they didn't want to answer what I was asking them. Right? So, of course, if you know to do that, this is, you know, when somebody is trying to hide something, you know, give it your keen observation and use different words to move them towards what you want. If you don't get it the way they, when they are not cooperating, if you're able to rephrase what you say and stuff like that and watch them run away from what you are saying and tell you something completely different. Yeah, they always behave like, oh, they are the one that start the effort of knowledge. When it's you inquiring, and they're going to tell you something completely different from what you're saying. And you must accept that. So now, you know, that was where my search took me. They are telling me that the Bible is a fictional information of the past. The Bible is a fictional? What is fiction? I tell you what, they're coming close to talk the truth, but can you see the truth that they're talking? What about Jesus born of a Virgin Mary? What about God and Adam and Eve in the garden? Where is the garden? You can't find it. Where is God? Why God never like show himself to anybody? Although they write that in the Bible that God, you know, talked to a whole bunch of people a long time ago. But they forget that they write that. That God talked to Abraham and talked to Moses and talked to, you know, other people. These Sodomites, look, if you don't begin to understand, you're going to perish with these folks. The tornadoes are coming more and more and more for them. Before they came to America, I don't read about no tornado. Okay? Since they came here. And I want to tell you something. Why the gods angry with these Sodomites? In the world is the textbook. You have these white Sodomite people talking some things about the gods. And they will tell you what they feel about the gods. Remember now, for these white people to get around, they have to call themselves by African names and titles and stuff like that. And identify with the geography African people occupy. Because black people spell gold. Black people hybrid people are gold. You see, when it comes to white people don't start off with anything that can put them up in the world. So when they seek the relationship with black people, they know that they were playing with gold. You see what I mean? And they race to get ahead of where they can talk about, they can teach us, they can, you know, I mean, have wealth and dictate to us and reconstruct our thinking and our sexuality. That's what they're doing. Now, once we become enlightened, history, they will have to go. They have to run. It's the reason why they won't fool around people. African people will have good sense. You don't see that? They want to kill you because you are going to prevent them from keeping control. They only took control when they get cooperation from ignorant African people. Go to Africa and ask those people over there as or should be king over their state, but they don't. Africa is full of Christianity now. Africa. You don't hear anybody publishing polytheism and the gods. No, you don't. Because, first of all, these sodomites, if you go there and begin to carry anything beside Christianity, they want to kill you. They want to kill you. Kill you? Yes. That's what they want to do. What I want to let out to you is that I didn't know, let's say, in recent years, I didn't know that these white people have gone so far to hate the gods who history. I didn't know that they are spending the African money like it's theirs, simply because Africa allowed them to overthrow the king in Italy. How could they have done it when Africa is the superpower, if you want to call it that? We didn't have the superpower before these white people come say they're a superpower, right? So they use the African wealth. And Africa don't say nothing about these guys, that these guys overthrow the king in Rome. Africa says nothing until this day. And throughout the years that I am alive and in the know of stuff were gone, I don't hear Africa. And it is notable to me why Africa never object to nothing that these white people are doing, taking over the African people's territory where they must live orderly and civilized. Africa have nothing to say. So Africa must turn sodomite. You tell me if you see something else. How could these guys come here now? They fuck dog, them fuck body, them do all kind of a cruel to Africans. And yet still, Africa say nothing. And you go there now, carry your tambourine with you because you have got not Christian tambourine over there in Africa. You know, you can look at videos where they tell you about Africa and, you know, how things come along. And you can say, well, how could they, you know, get us into shit from Africa?
and send us to the West with to these sodomite white people? How come? Africa controls the country, right? They are a united Africa, all right? And they have all these governors or whatever it is that is supposed to protect the world. Africa is not just to protect Africa. Africa is the ruling country and ruling with the government kingship. That's it. These sodomite fucking ass talking about they have AB and Adamani. Show it to me. Show me where AB and Adamani come from. They're out there and they are managing all kind of institutions. And these are honest fucking white people talk about they're civilized and they have government AB and Adamani to run the world. Where coming from? A pope, that they don't hide that they are fucking ass pope. They don't hide it. Now, clearly throughout the history, we don't have anything that says white people have any authority at all anywhere on planet Earth, except over Europe where them live. Over there. And Asia. You know, whatever they do back in that division. You just don't come out here and tell African people that you're going to rule over them. I mean, you must be loving the stinking ass that you are fucking. We don't want you around. Get out now. Telling us all kind of a stinking foolishness about Bible and all these kind of stuff. We don't, you know, I mean, search that out and see all of these old bunch of nonsense that we've been believing from a child. You see what I mean? They fool themselves that they own everything that we have because they think we will be fools all of our life. Now, this is what they say. These white people that you see here, they're tricksters. They are not in America because they were running away from no religious persecution. I mean, wipe that out because it's not true. It's not true. Okay? So, I am telling you that there is nothing in Bible that you should be believing. And the places in the Bible that make some sense. You know, it's long after you pass the creation story. If you believe the creation story, they take you down. You believe what they are saying about creation. Creation in the Bible is lies against our real history. We are prehistory creation, not after the flood, before. So if you don't read that history to know what happened back in the BC era, then you will be deceived by the Bible, right? Now, what I'm trying to tell you, let me tell you this, that Christianity, I compare, before I tell you what they say about the gods. And when they're saying that, when they are lying that they are Romans. So you think of how genuine they were when they were saying they loved the gods and the god was this and the god was so positive and everything like that. Now, that's not what they're saying today, right? And I'll tell you some more about that. Now, Christianity. I read about a man that they execute and they were describing view of him when they begin to push the poison in his two arms. And when I listen
to the time it took for this man to pass away and the way he reacts once he get that stuff in his system. It's like, they say like he make a funny sound, and then they said his breathing got slower, and it didn't take any time before they pronounced him dead. So that stuff that they inject him with is what I compare that stuff that they shot up into this man. Apparently, reasonable people think that the crime, he killed two people in a robbery, and they just let him out from some sentence he was serving. They let him out, and him right away go to somebody's house and kill two men. You see, two brothers. So they thought that, you know, really, people want to get rid of the punishment, but they think that this guy deserves it. Nobody squeal or nothing like that. My observation is about the power of that insulin that they put into his body to kill him. And let me tell you something. Christianity is relevant to that insulin what they put into the guy. The name of that stuff is pentobar betal. Barbital. So pentobar, I may not be pronounced it all that well, but it's the first may I finish a word. First, and I had to make a note of it. Compared to powerful drugs, lethal killer name, pentobarbital. Christianity is just like that. As a matter of fact, Christianity kill you quicker than this drug. And a joke, may I tell you. Christianity has nothing to do with African people. How these baboon white people get black people to believe that? You know, they are mighty. In that context, they are mighty. But they fuck us. You see? They can get us, our foreparents, to believe in something that harm us when we do. Because when we are going to believe in Adam and Eve in a garden who sin and not no go so, we're going the wrong way. We are thinking something that is damaging our brain because it's not true. And you're going to do a lot of things because you believe it. You don't have to do that. Now, I am here talking this now. And there's so many people out there, African people, who don't care about what I'm saying because they don't think I know what I'm saying. They think they know what they are believing. Check the logic out. They don't know anything. The fact that you say you believe, you don't know. In this context, when you're going to say you believe something and you're on good ground, logical and safe, is when you know what you believe in. But the instant of time you don't know what you believe in, you're lost. Because if you knew a place, but you've been there long ago, and since you've been there, a lot of things happen in that place. Different streets and all this kind of stuff. So now,
especially if you have to drive and make many turns to get to the place. You knew the place, right? You knew the place. You had knowledge of the place. But guess what now? Over the time that you haven't been there, you believe that you know the place, right? Well, if you knew the place and now you are saying that you believe you know the place, you're quite in order. But guess what? You may find out that you have struggled to find the place, the right place that you're looking for. Now, take consideration of that for people who are believing something that they don't have a reading knowledge that is a, it's authentic reading, authentic history. It's not that. It's like the Bible here, where these white people, Billy Graham, them evangelized. And it doesn't have no academic certification that what you're reading in Adam and Eve, first of all, it's true. Nobody at all. Now, don't you find that suspicious that somebody, the white people am, because wherever you see black people mingle with Christianity, it's we come out of slavery. It's in the West Indies. So all of the Christianity in the West Indies, they are dumbed down big time. And now they are convinced that Jesus died to save them. They don't find out yet what happened in Jerusalem, that the white people are in there invading and taking away what we have and killing us. You don't know that. You don't know that, not serpent. You don't know that no wise men didn't follow a star. You don't know that. Because you don't read well enough. You're full of belief. And your life depends on these things now. You're looking for Jesus to come and all that kind of stuff. My friends, let me tell you now, again, that Christianity, if you don't read, you won't understand what Christianity is. You would think that Christianity began in Selassie's place, where they call it. Don't remember now what is the name of that place now. Ethiopia. Some people will tell you that Christ come from Africa, Ethiopia, right? Or the Bantu, whichever. But they will tell you that Christianity come from there. What kind of Christianity with Adam and Eve and Jesus I'll come die for your sin could be ever? And can ever stand up? So I'm telling you about what, I mean, African people are talking, because the Bible really messes up people's head. Don't give us a chance to read our own history. They'll fast you into the Bible, all right? So I'm telling you, Christianity, from this day on, you can call it Pentobarbital. Pentobarbital. Adapt if you call Christianity. Because when I tell you that, oh, Christianity, I mean, may kill you faster than this drug, is because all it takes is for you to accept that Jesus is true. That act, that verbal act that you commit mentally, that you are convinced is true. Like I was in a church in my earlier years, and a man came and was giving a little testimony or something like that. And he said, he has done his research and Jesus is real. You know, I wish back then I knew what I knew now. What I know now. You know? Because I would have to go to that person and ask them, you know, about their research and why, you know, it bring them to be certain. Because today I remember that, you know, that little church that I was in, And this man came out, and like he was a visitor to the church. And that's what he said, that he has done the research, and he found out that Jesus Christ is real. Now, that man could not be more wrong, because it's not in any history. All right. You take it in a drug that Christianity, you will live for some time, but your life is not what it's supposed to be. Not what it's supposed to be. And then you lose your good life because you assume that Christianity is a great, nice, wonderful thing. But where Christianity comes, if you just read the Bible good and read world history as well, you'll find out where Christianity comes from. And these white people are very cunning, more cunning than you know. But remember that they are 1.5 million years old up there and are in the world. We don't come close to that. So when they get little language and stuff, this happened for some reason. Some reason. Because the God created us and give us the brain to control ourselves, to run government and everything. These guys don't get nothing. They don't have no God that create them. They don't have nothing at all. Why you think they're out here hunting down the African people? It's the reason why I'm emphasizing that we must read to develop psychological power. We can't stand up in front of y'all. You see what I mean? And we invoke the tornadoes down on them. I mean, we have been getting a lot of help from tornadoes. I mean, sweeping out these sodomite white people, them, out of America. They need to know that we mean business and we realize the problem we are in. We need to understand and unite our spirit with our gods. They're the ones that create us. These sodomites claim they're controlling our territory everywhere, all over the world. Now, simply because we not tell them the truth. Now, let it be a beginning, okay? When they hear what we are thinking, they know that it's time to go. It's time to go, unless they want to firebomb and kill everybody here. Now, if that's the end of it, well, people are dying every day. You know, people are dying every day. I mean, what about me dying? Now, if I die before I sing, well, that's a problem there. I don't want that to happen, man. I want to say the good thing for people to learn as much as they can from what I can never in any kind of way twist. I am saying these things. Now, listen. If you want to know how devious these white people are in our territory, if you want to know how crooked and how diabolical they are and treacherous, right, it's to read and know who they are. And when you read and know who they are, you will know that 12,000 years ago, you don't know anything about. You need for research. African people walking out of Africa, not all of them, some of us, and come through Asia into the Bering Straits and coming to the Americas, and is thousands and thousands of years after we come into the Western world and establish the Western world, they come with imperial colonialism, that is after they interbreed up with our people and get our blood in a them generation. They come now to take control of everything. And that's why you see they are here. That's why you see they are going everywhere we are. One by one they go and kill us out and take control. Okay? After they breed up with our people up in Asia up there, Now they can read. They can do a lot of things. Right? So they begin to major in a lot civilized things. You see? They're sharpening up because they're saying, well, they are uncivilized sodomites. They are not, they don't business with us. So they don't see a bright future with them getting along with us, they being sodomites. So they have to find a way. They enroll into our Palestine academic establishment. That's what they did. Now that they, you know, have local language and they have common sense long time, right? Now they begin to watch our civilized ways and get into academic skills. Okay? And back in that time, there was no church at all. And they never start no criminal thing. They were learning. And they were not known as sodomites or identified as such. But now, they overthrow the king. You see? They overthrow the king in Italy. And for 400 years, nobody troubled them. Africa not troubled them. The gods that were here did not trouble them either. The gods run the system that they come here to run. They created us and they look after us and bring us into big time civilization from the little villages that we were in. All right. So the gods don't have nothing to do with these white people at all. But the institution that serve us, they could come in and learn some stuff. I wasn't coming here and trying to fuck anybody, but they have better sense than that. All right? So this is what they do. And I'm going to read it to you. How far they went to deceive the world. They begin to talk about Greek and Roman gods. And now they're taking on these gods because they are the African people's gods. Okay? And remember, gods were a lot of people, their species is called gods. They're not humans like us. We are humans. They are not. But we have compatibility of blood. So because planet Earth and the planet they come from has a lot in common, like they were all together at one time and severed. They came here and they create beings, right? They can create beings, not from nothing, but they have a laboratory where they can form certain kind of a life in there. Well, today you see what these sodomites here are doing, the same thing, because they steal secrets of science they're not supposed to have. Now they're going up to the moon and all this kind of stuff. Where do you think them learned that from? They're coming from Homo erectus. Now they're big time criminal and know of a lot know-how. Criminal know-how they have. Now I'm telling you. Now let me read to you what they did. All these gods that we have, they begin to take them on and worship them and begin to learn about, you know, how to become a priest and to have ceremonies and stuff like that. They did it. And even writing this history textbook, the Muslims, the Arabs, in this world history textbook, it tells you that they were polytheism before they get into Islam, because it's this
is the Sodomite bitches, white people, them. They are the one who brought them, the Arabs, you know, into that Muslim organization. You see what I mean? All right. If you don't have good sense to read and understand things, you can just go ahead, live your life, and dead and go about your business. But right now, for us, the purpose of life is to have good knowledge. If you don't have good knowledge, I mean, what else is good for you? Now, Greek God, and it named a number of gods that they worship. Okay? And they call it Greek God and Roman God. Now, why they call it Greek God and Roman God for? Not Nagasa. Gods are gods. But they come in and begin to talk about Greek gods and stuff like that. You know when they do it? After they overthrow the king in Italy, they start to do these kind of stuff. They were able to do it because they start calling themselves Romans, and no white people are ever Romans. But they start calling themselves Romans when they overthrow the king and take over the military. So now they were dressing because they take the dress code. The issue tell you that they come and play Romans, write up themselves as Romans. But you can see they're lying. They make up story after the whole thing is passed and make it up the way they want, calling themselves Romans. They were not no Romans, all right? So it says here, so they represent the white, these Sodomites represent themselves in the World Issue textbook as Romans. And they are the Romans that go into Palestine and take over Palestine after they kick out all of the African people there. All right, so listen to what they have to say here. The Romans believed that the observation of proper ritual by state priests brought them into a right relationship with the gods, Elohim gods, a demiurge gift. In other words, it's a textbook. You have to respect it because it's in a worldly textbook. It's only when you read and cross-reference and know and find the contradiction, you can tell, say, a scam you're reading from these fucking ass white people. This guaranteed peace and prosperity. Indeed, the Romans believed that their success mean all of the killing and thieving where them are doing, you know, since them take the military and take over Rome. Yes, the Romans believe that their success in creating an empire meant that they had earned the favor of the gods. You hear, on my time, they call out the gods because there was nothing back in that age like Christianity. No church, nothing. So think about the time that they developed in their craft to take over the world. In the first century. All right, we're all on there. This one says, as the politician Cicero claimed in the first century BC, we have overcome all the nations of the world. African people, I'm talking, because there's nobody else here. Because we have realized that the world is directed and governed by the gods. It is showing you exclusively that no other form of life but civilized life by the gods existed. And remember, they were here 1.5 million years before the gods come. Or little bit of difference there in the time. But they are about 1 million years in Africa before the gods migrate to Earth. So now they're talking. So what I'm trying to say to you is that polytheism is a BC era thing. And when they say before Christ, that's what it means. That there was nothing about Christ before. So they have to tell you about some prophet that God inspired to write. Lie. You see, they're filling in where they have a blank. That's how they make up their story, right? And these folks, they are terrific writers and storytellers, right? So if you don't follow the substance of what you're reading, these guys will turn you around, and the next thing you know, you're confused. You don't know where you're going. All right. So now you can see that their argument shows they overthrow the king, call him Romans, and now they have clout now. Name. Nobody now watch them. They are gone. Because whatever is happening in nature, I don't know. But what I am seeing here, something is playing out. And to me, it could be something was allowed from long time ago to proceed on. Because here's my reasoning. The African people are here. And look at the shape we are in right now. We have done just about everything there is to do that is civilized. It's not that we are backward that way. But something else happened where we disobey our creator. And the fuck with these, Homo erectus. And destroy our brain. That's why we are Christian today. If you see what I mean. So, I give you their testimony of who they are and what they are doing today. Making Christianity up for the people who love them and care for them. Right? Do good for them. And they turn around now and see what they're doing. They want your ass to fuck now. That's all. Now, they make it law now for you to marry, someone if you want. That's what they do. Now, what are they doing in our territory? This is their purpose. Okay. They want to bring the entire humanity to sodomy. That's what their expectation is. That's why they come with the AD and Adam and any foolishness that they can throw down before us, and we pick it up like a truth. And that them want, because we make it easy for them. Don't let me understand it, because you won't be able to hide. I'm going to find you. And that's exactly what we have right here now. So they come up now, and I tell you, they learn in the African institution. That's what got them where they are now, because they couldn't talk. Okay? 1.5 million years. These wretch could not talk. Now they're talking about Greek gods and Roman gods and stuff like that. And they are doing undercover criminal acts, stealing the African wealth. You see, that's why they now, once they get your confidence, they can go kill any African, because you not going to say nothing. Just like Gaddafi them kill, you don't say nothing. Not even, what's his name, the Farrakhan. What Farrakhan say? Whatever Farrakhan say don't mean nothing. It fall in the street. Farrakhan is not making any sense, because anybody who listen to him take the Kool-Aid, you see, and you will never do anything that make that is fulfilling and helpful and fulfilling. You won't be able to do anything, because he is leading Islam, but not the name Islam in our history. So why is he doing Islam. It's the white people and faggot stuff. So you don't listen to Farrakhan. Listen to him, yes, but, you know, for what reason? You know, I don't mean like, you know, because I don't hate Farrakhan at all. But look, what is not good is not good. And if you can read and make good distinction, you don't want nobody to fool you. But if you listen to them and you make good distinction, you will find out that they're not making any sense. That's your guard. When you are able to find out. All right, listen some more of these sodomites and what they write, and you won't know unless you dig in and know. All right. After the Romans conquered, listen this. They're mixing up everything here, you know, and you can see how they fit it together. Because they're not civilized. They are not all that cunning. That's the reason why if we Africans begin to read our history, see, they didn't give it to us. What you call it? Selassie never gave us no history books. He never, you know, like come after us and see to it that we get reoriented with our own way of life. No, they don't give us that. They leave us to these white people to, I mean, inject us with all this this thing here I tell you about. It's fine. All right? So now, listen what I'm going to tell you. After the Romans conquered, imagine, exchange Roman for these European. Because of them. All right? So they pull off the 509 coup and call themselves Roman. So here they are now on the road to domination with Christianity. Yes? So after the killers, they conquered the Romans, the white people, conquered the state of the analytic East. Religions from those regions flood the Western world, flood the Western Roman world. The desire for a more emotional spiritual experience drew many people to the religions. They promised their followers an entry into a higher world of reality and the promise of the future life, superior to the present one. It was believed that by participating in these ceremonies, a person could communicate with spiritual beings and open the door to life after death. Now, there's more to it when they talk about Jewish background and who they're calling Jewish people, African people. But remember, they changed Jewishness to white people, these sodomites. Imagine they don't have no sense. I tell you, they don't have anything of European to push them into the world because this world is still a civilized world that they don't regard. They want to make it sodomite. You see? But resistance is against them. You see? Resistance. And the time is coming when they will find out, you know what? What they thought was good for them was sour. All right, so next time I'll read the Jewish background. And you see, they use names and titles on black people that they meant to cancel. But they call you up, they call you Jews and Israelis and all these kind of stuff all over where them write because they're going to turn it around. Remember, it's in a book it is. You see, and when people read these books, you believe what them say, because they do it in such a strategic way. And if you don't really go and read world history and find out these things, you really don't come after anything with these, with the Bible. All right. Now, go back now to the central. The central theme of what I want to tell you.
Same. He says, all right. It's upset there for a while. All right, let's this is what's this? Okay, I want to see something here, but I'm having some problem. Okay. This is telling me thank you for contacting Black Talk Radio customer support. To reach out to the host, you will want to go to host profile page on Black Talk Radio. Next, please click on the social network icon to the right of the profile page. Using the social networks, you can connect the host for request. You can contact the host for request on Quest. What is it? For request and question, I guess, and information. Now, they never tell me that before. They never tell me down to go someplace else. You know, help Madeline and this and that and blah, 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 blah. You know.
O-D-O.
Alright, then it's what you say. I of N-E-V-E-O. I have never B-E-E-N. I have never been T-O-L-D. I've never been told. S-U-C-H. Such. D-I-R-E-C-T-I-O. Such direction. Not bothering. To C-H-A-S-E, to chase U-N-C-I-V-I-L-I-Z-E. S-O-D-O-M-I-T, sodomites. Yes. I have never been told such direction. N-P-R-I-O-R. In prior. T-I-M-E. In prior times. That's it. So, get out of here. All right. So now I have my free course here now. And say, here's a little tune I'll play for you, and then I'll come right back and continue the session.
The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, yes, Nat King Cole, that's right. Autumn leaves start to fall. Contextually, not good for some people. Now, let's go here to the title of this chat. Uncivilized sodomites, European government, from African West, right? Uncivilized sodomites, European, are expelled by kingship government from the African West. And I say it, it's true. It is true, and you will see. It is true. Things happen for a time, right? Okay. V-E-R-N? Government. Yes, by kingship government from from the African West. All right. Let's see if this goes through. Okay. Let's see. Who says? We'll walk tomorrow. Okay, so we are talking here, about the uncivilized white people, them that call themselves Romans, in a way that I am resentful of it. I'm resentful of it because these folks have absolutely no legal rights doing anything that they're doing. It's a violation. The way they think that they can treat African people like they are low animals that they have control over. That's what they're doing. But you know what? Father sucked the sour grape and set the children's teeth on edge. Okay? So what they have been doing is just totally uncivilized, insane. And it is not something to be to frighten or, you know, to be startled about, because they uncivilized, they fuck ass, and want the world to think that, okay, it's okay to fuck ass. Now, go to Europe and go practice that. Don't come where we African people are. And look out here. They think the entire world is owned by white people now. All of the Western world owned by white people, and say and talk about civilization. Oh, come on. We don't have no ghosts here coming out of the tomb. Hunu are full of it. And think that it would work like that all the time. Get the tornado over there. Right? Because there is nothing that I know about that I can say these people are civilized. Even when they do something good, well, I didn't say that they don't have no sense at all. I didn't say that. But jackass have sense. Just think about that. A lot of animals have a lot of sense. Quick on their feet about certain things and stuff like that. They can learn a lot. You see, mankind train lower animals to do things. Well, they are being trained, and they are, you know, way up above those animals that we see. Dogs. Well, they fuck dogs. So, you know, this kind of stuff. Who tell these folks that they have a right? Everywhere we are, they come bring poison, they kill us with anything because we can't defend ourselves. And you know what? The reason why we are in this situation is because I just see like our folks were not developed enough. I think they were not developed enough. Why they just turn off and do, you know, the wrong thing they're supposed to do. And we must now come and reconstruct and fix ourselves to where our gods that create us in South Africa will be pleased with us right now. I wanted to tell you, before I go look further, that these white people are totally
totally against the gods of the hybrid people. They talk nice, but as you can see, they were hypocrites. They couldn't talk, and through us, they get language and all kind of enlightenment. But now that they think that they can hold their own, and they steal science and understand it and can do things. And now you can't tell them nothing because they say they make law for the entire world now. And not no go so. They're fucking their own asses or something like that. Not no go so. Only thing you can challenge these people with is the issue, the word that rightly divide what is right from what is wrong. It's the words. That's the reason why they don't bother want to talk to nobody. If you have some sense, they seek a way to kill you. You see what I mean? But we don't talk and say these things. We don't make the world know these things because these guys, we give up the world to them. Not so. Not so. Because people are dying every day, and it is better before you die, you do something that will be worthwhile forever. Forever, forever. I know it would be dangerous to talk these kind of things. I know that. I know these half-human faggot homosexual, don't really care. Okay? They really don't care about what is good from what is bad. As far as they are concerned, anything they want, they must get it. Because they are a superior race. I don't understand how people, somebody, another person's ass, and they feel like they are a super race. Okay? You just take that. And I am one person born African. You're not going to see capitulate to the Bible and all them kind of things. So what are you going to do? The world is going to find out that, oh no, not good. You see what I mean? They're not good. You know, Homo erectus, I've got to have kind of interbreeding to be where you are, and you're all sick and crazy, and only thing that we want to do a good thing. That's right. Go up there to the moonlet. They want the hat and infire to go on Mars. Want to go on Mars and to go on Mars moon and all that, right? But they won't tell you. They won't tell you that they get shot down from over there. And that there is there are life on Mars where military is up there. They have lost their big dream to go up to Mars. And to the moon left, Phobos, and all that. They lost like 2 spacecraft on that Mars mission. You see? And they on the Soviet. It's not just them here in America. It's all of them all over the world, so-called European, proto-European them. You see what I mean? I mean, things happen at a time when we learn better about the world and its setting. That we would see these honest fucking white, mad, insane people from Europe all over what we have. And to the point where we are believing that Jesus, where them create and make up, and God, well, is no character whatsoever. We would come and catch them and in the cookie jar, right? And then can't convince we say what them are do is right. They can't. Once we find out, they can't face us, you know, because our littlest, you know, child, once we tell them, nobody can convince them otherwise. But we never get that privilege. We never get that knowledge. And in the thickest darkness of ignorance, we don't have not even a little light to guide us. But now it's different. Kingship government, read the history, it is the only government on planet Earth. Kingship. These sodomites don't care. They're going to bring anything, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, they might bring it come, and because they know that we are afraid of them. Well, that was. I never lived in the time when, you know, people were saying they're afraid. But I can identify with, especially in America, because they kind of turn the Jamaicans them kind of loose, at least physically. No, they ended the physical slavery, but they still have their system there where we practice on the church. So we have psychological problem now. You see, we are them tell us about salvation so that they can still control us, even though not physically, but they're controlling us. Right? And we need to understand this. And once we understand the basic knowledge that we understand, we don't have to know every single thing. But just like if you know about Adam and Eve, you've gone clear out of the recruiting process that they have. You'd have passed that. They can't recruit you again. If you know that Adam and Eve is a violation against the African people, what I'm writing the Bible, you have to know that. Otherwise, you're going down the gully with them. Now, all we have is robberies and sodomite atrocities from these white people. And as you see them there right now, you better don't think at peace with them. Maybe, well, a lot of white people are pleasant to live around, because I've lived in places where it's mostly white people around. However, though, you can't make that fool you. White people belong in their own territory. They are here because the criminal brought them here and give them. So, you know what? The white people that we see around that we feel it's nice to live around, the reason why they are here, they were recruited to come, just like they go to Palestine and bring in their sodomite in there and the black people, and kick out most of the black people. Right. Well, in America, this is what they are doing. They are bringing in their sodomite people, them that are not civilized and don't care about life in general, that everybody can live in peace. That's not what these white, uncivilized beings, that's not what they want. They are too uncivilized to respect your life like theirs. So they come here and to expel or get rid of the African people who've been here, millions of people. They come with their stuff. And that's what they are doing today. The law that they said they are having, AD and Adamani, it's something that has absolutely no civilized legal energy into it. Jesus never existed nowhere in the Bible. The prophecy don't fulfill nowhere in the Bible. No God, don't don't begot no son. Why God only want? Why would God only begot one son? His only begotten son. These idiot fucking ass don't know what they're writing. Because there are so many other things that I have in the Bible that God is responsible for. But they only say God will have one son. Because Sodomite is writing all that stuff. And the God that they call a spirit God is a faggot God. Don't make anything. But they want you to revere it, all the churches, and come and be sacred. That's what these folks are doing. Now, we don't owe them anything besides telling them the truth. But you can't tell them the truth if you don't know it. All right. Let me speed on here. John Winthrop, this is a sodomite over America too. The first governor of Massachusetts Bay assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel in Palestine to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an intimately pretentious way. Yes? That gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel. Do you imagine this is happening to the African people? And African people not doing anything about it? Besides, some little complain, something like that, they just go on from year to year with it. It don't mean nothing. We have no representative to represent us. Now, I know what I'm saying will be effective if people listen and people begin to, you know, activate themselves with the truth, you see, and get out of the church Bible. Now, you will see what these people do when they don't have anything to handle the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence. They can't deal with that. Okay, so it goes on. And they're going to tell you, the Old Testament law was directly, if not exclusively, incorporated into the legal system of New England. New Testament text. The New England, the system of the New England. Let's see here. I'm trying to find, you know, something went here. All right. So it says here, New England, okay, all right, incorporated into the legal system of New England. N-E-W. Texts were copied directly into the New England law books. You see, they're migrating to our territories and they are not bringing things as gift or not like that to give us, but they come in and taking things and civilized things that they don't have. Yet still they will tell you they're coming, we are pining after their influence that they bring to America. That's what they say. You see what I mean? But you can't blame these people because they are sodomites. It's for us to maintain our distance from them. Now, how can we maintain distance when they come and say they're controlling us? What do we do? We have not known what to do because the problem is a legal one. The problem that they sit on now is a legal one. It can't be anything else but a legal one. If we don't know the legal, if we don't know the legal channel to use, we will be right here where we are until time weans out. The most, it says, the most notorious cases of major miscarriage of justice in New England were the Salem witchcraft execution. The Puritans view themselves as God's special people, replacing national Israel. Wherefore, nowhere do the dangers of this assumption become more clear than in the Puritans' treatment of the Native Americans. Since the Puritans considered themselves God's chosen people, they considered that they had the right to take the land from the African heathen Indians. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity, failing that it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. And you can have a way to think that Christ is something real, but look in your Bible and see no prophecy fulfilling there, right? Prophecy never said that we were going to have this type of an experience we are going through here. He never said Jesus was going to come and say he didn't come to send peace, but a sword. Prophecy never said that. The prophecy said the opposite, that he will bring peace to the earth, to human being, right? Or to the Israelis then, or to Palestinian, right? Because really, it was just that sect of Africans that were hoping that they would get a political ruler like King David. That's what they were thinking. They were not thinking for no salvation on the basis of Adam and Eve. Nothing go like that, right? So if you don't read and find out, you're going to be there and suffering, believing this whole bunch of tonload of stressful foolishness you can't understand. Yes, so they tell you that if when they come to America, if you don't join them, they're going to kill you. That's what they say in the name of Christ too. They don't come from anywhere to be talking the way they are talking because they are homo erectus. And they couldn't talk until they learned something from the African people. So they don't have, like I said to you, I'm serious, legally, right now, these people can be thrown into prison, you know, or you know, be subject to the worst punishment. But they are punishing us. Imagine that. Simply because we don't know what we said to them. We don't know what we said to these sodomite fucking ass, stupid, you know, uncivilized stuff. We don't know what we said to them. We know now. We know now. We didn't, but we know now. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indians. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. Where we are now. Okay, Captain John Mason declared, God laughed his enemies. God laughed enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn. He's talking about, dear God, we tell them to kill us when they come to America. It says that, dear God, tell them, dear God, laugh at us because we are the enemy of them, the white people, who come invading us. This is what they're talking here. That's their official document I'm reading from. This is portion of what I have got. You can Google and get the entire thing if you like, because this is interesting. Puritan Pilgrim. No. This is how you get to the link. Puritan Christian Agenda. That's it. The Puritan Christian Agenda. That's it. And you will have a lot of experience to gain from who these people are. And sitting down everywhere we have, it starts with the king. It starts with the king. Imagine that they would go after the king. I don't think they would go after the king unless God was in on the scam that they began. All right? Now it says, God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them a fiery oven. Listen to all these kind of things. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies. You hear all this kind of stuff? And you have a president there talking about, it's our president, and you're going to vote for them election time? Wake up. Converting the pagans for God was acceptable to the pagans, but killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. Listen, my friends, wake up, okay? Wake up, because if you think belief is going to take you somewhere, it's not going to take you anywhere. All right, I have something else I want to read to you, and I think, hold on a second. Okay. You know, nobody wants to listen to these things because people think these Sodomite people them are really Romans. No, let me give you the truth, because I don't have no axe to grind, except we need our land, our wealth for ourselves. These Sodomites must get out. That is the way the God show me. That is equity. They are come from a place that nobody don't know them until after 509 BC, right? When I tell you these things, you better notice what I say, right? Because we need a template to understand what is right from wrong. And when these people were never seen, or the history show you that they are not speaking culture. They are people who couldn't speak, right? They are uncivilized. They didn't have language, nothing else. And the history proved that. Okay, I have every history to prove what I'm saying, not unless you have a different history book. But the history book where they are writing and spreading all the filth in there, that's the place to go read and find out that these white people, we must not accept any of our territory. And we have the power to drive them out of every square inch. We have the power. We just need to know. We just need to know. Let them go kill themselves. Okay? Because they don't care about killing themselves either. But there is nothing at all on planet Earth that gives them any right to go to African territories. Now, they better hear the message because the tornadoes don't spear a lot of time. Don't spear. Okay? So, like I tell you, it's written in the World History textbook that it tells us this. It tells us this, and something that someone ought to remember under the role of religion. This is in the World History textbook now. We have read to you what the Romans say about the gods, right? In this very textbook where it tells us about the emergence of civilization and how civilization come in at the time, at the place of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, right? And they tell you about this elaborate emergence of civilization where things got bigger for the African people civilization. This was the first time African people were going to get a place where they big, you know, these civilization is a complex culture. Civilization, which means the people who are civilized, is a complex culture because we are ethnicities. We are not just one, you know, kind of people. We have the Chinese and the Indians, but we are all related to the same blood, right? So we have that. The complex of culture, a large number of human beings shared a number of common elements. Do we share common elements with the white sodomite people in Europe? They are not a part of what the history book is talking about right now. Because it is showing you where we grow up into villages and come up. Them not grow up in the villages. If not for African people, they would not be nothing. They would still up there on the steppe. Okay? All right. So it goes on now to tell you about cities too. They don't know nothing about cities either. You think it's a joke? Then growth of government that was always there. Government was always there by the Elohims and how we rule. These sodomites don't know what they're doing because they got to get out. They got to get out because they're not Roman. They are being stripped with the disclosure of what we discover. They have got to get out. This is what I mean. Because the energy of the truth that we are speaking is going to destroy them. You see what I mean? No matter what they claim they have and this and that, all what they have, there's no bureaucracy. The only place for them to go and say they have government is Europe, not in America. Not in any other place that inhabited by African people. That's right. That's the message I have. I have the proof of it. Get out of our territories. Because when you see tornado come, it's not we it come for. It's you. Okay? It is you. There was no tornadoes in here before they come here. There's none.
in the 16th century. Now, all right, so now I read this to you. Important religious developments. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Now, what is our existence as Africans? You think it mingle with the white people? You make a sad mistake. And if anybody wants to tell you, say, we prejudice against white people, we have a right to. We have 100% right, okay, to have bias and hatred for them. They're lucky we never turn on them when they were, you know, when they were easy to disband, to kick out, to get rid of. We never turn against them at all. They turn against us. I'm telling you now is that what they have as defense for themselves is not what we have. Our the power that we have in knowledge right now, they cannot be compared to us. Because when they're on, what you call it, when their biological existence begins to fail, there's nothing they can do. You see, and they come with all kind of weapons and poison and kill us off with it. That's not going to happen again. It's not going to happen again. If they think that they can resurrect that and start something else, you know, it's the end of them. It's the end of them. You see, because they steal everything they have. You see what I mean? And they don't have anything right now. They really don't. But if it is assumed and people let it up to them, that's what they do. All the system, the complex, this credit card and all kind of something that they make up here. They don't have a bureaucracy in the African territory. They thought they would. They don't have none because the history that gives us jurisdiction, it doesn't give them anything. They can't live in African territory. They must get out. Okay. So this is it. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. And it go on to tell you about the priests, them and everything that they carry on. Okay. Let me see if I can get through this. Welcome to civilization from Apple Pie. That's in the chat room. Now, the National Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discovery about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. That's a very, very, serious statement, my friends. Right? But who do you think have so-called law against that.
It's the sodomite white people them. What's them ruling with AD and Adamani? But now, you see, what I am dealing with what Michael is writing here, because that's what everything I say is all about. The gods came to earth and create hybrid in the course of them on a goal of mission processing, right? So it's just a matter of time that this is going to take charge of everything on planet Earth, right? These sodomites is not going to be here for long, okay? Colors. And I hate to talk about colors here because these are the sodomites colors they're talking about. AD and Adamani is not anything for you to think that is, you know, academic type standard information you're talking about. You're talking about these sodomites. Who have been killing the African people over the past 2,600 years. Yes, scholars have told us that the first civilization on Earth emerged in a land called Sumer some 6,000 years ago. Now, these are the faggot white people I'm talking all of this. Okay? New archaeological and scientific discovery made by Michael Tellinger, Jan Aney, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case, as Michael researches and reveals. The mysterious ancient stone structures that occupy a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. Adam's calendar, now referred to as Enki's calendar, is the flagship among millions of circular stone ruins, ancient roads, agricultural terraces, and thousands of ancient mines left behind by a vanished civilization. That was not that let's see. The civilization was brought by the gods. They are civilized. When we were created by their genetics, fertilization in vitro, in glass tube, you know, that was when human civilization came about. And when we begin to spread out over, that's when these sodomite white people get to learn language and other things from us. And then, because they interbreed up, and their head is not like the Homo erectus that they were, right? They are today out of equilibrium balance because the blood that they get inside of them, they think they were doing a good thing, but no, they wreck civilized world to where it's unbearable. All right. So let's go down now to this place here where we know that civilization don't come from, where these sodomites is telling us. Anything them tell you is going to be wrong because they're not interested in the truth. Now, it goes on that, all right, all these things are left behind a vanished civilization which we now call the first people. So the gods, they were the first civilization, and you want to call them people? Right? These settlements cover most of southern Africa, an area about twice the size of Texas. They carved detailed images into the hard, worshipped the sun, and were the first to carve an image of the Egyptian Anak, key of life and universal knowledge. Thousands upon thousands of years before the Egyptians ever came to light. Below, I don't need to read this last few lines because it's going to go into something that continues. So there's not much to glean from this besides it's just setting up to go into another section. All right, but I want to thank you for tuning in and hope that there is something that you have been benefited by. And as long as you can do a search for yourself, that's what you should do, because that's the only thing that set us on the right foundation. So take good care, and I hope that all be well with you. Let's see what we have here. Dan Warwick, that's what friends are for. Let's see. What's this? Why don't come on? Yes.
So you mean to say nobody don't